Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Welcome to the Sunday Morning Fellowship here at Grace Chapel in South Carolina.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God.
Be strong,
for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God. Of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8. Beloved, let us love one another. Lovers of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. So beloved, let us love one another. 1 John 4:7-8.
Be bold,
be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee.
Be bold,
be strong, for the Lord thy God is with thee. I am not afraid,
no way.
I am not dismayed,
no way.
Cause I'm walking in faith and victory. We're gonna walk in faith and victory, for the Lord my God is with me.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock, and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock, and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord, and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord, and it shall stand. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock. Build your house on the rock, and it shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your house on the rock, and it shall stand. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord. Build your life on the Lord, and it shall stand.
shall stand. There's no power on this earth that can stand against God's word. Build your life on the Lord and it shall stand.
And listen a lot in Romans this past week and reading in Romans. And I don't know what it was that you said about looking at your check register, but I can tell you that's not going to be the thing that saves you.
Absolutely.
That's not going to be the thing. Trusting in, you know, the things that you do is not going to be the thing that saves you. It never will be. It never has been, and it never will be. It's all about what Jesus Christ has done. It's all about that. All about that. That's what it's about. Because I tell you, I've been broke, and I've had some funds. None of those things mattered. Not a one of them. Now, I want to... I guess I want to go to Romans 4. And I guess I'll hit a little bit in verse 1 here. And it says, "What shall we say then that Abraham our father as pertaining to the flesh hath found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof the glory, but not before God. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness." Look, you know, you look at Romans, you read Romans, you know, the biggest thing that you can get out of Romans is it's not about what you do. That's not going to stand. I mean, you can't stand on that. It's all about what Jesus Christ has done. Now, the thing that happens is, do we believe Jesus? Do you believe Jesus Christ? Do you believe His Word? That's going to be the question. It's not going to be that, the question is not going to be, did you do this or did you do that or did you do this? No, the question is going to be, did you believe? That's going to be the question. Did you believe me? See, look, you can't pay back the Lord. You can't do it. It's a gift. And it's something that we say, you know, we sing that song, "Awesome God." And the reason why we sing that song, "An Awesome God," is because we're grateful for what He has done. We're grateful for what He has done, not what we do. But I want to go down... In Romans 4, I want to go, let's see here. I want to go to verse 18. And it's talking about Abraham here. And it says, "Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness." You take Abraham, and you can even look into Hebrews as an example of Abraham, an example of Sarah. They staggered not at the promise of God. They believed God. They believed what He was able to perform. And He did make a great nation through Isaac. And they did not stagger at the promise of what the Lord was able to do. See, that's an example of where we need to be. That's how we need to believe on Jesus Christ and the sufficiency of the sacrifice and the resurrection of the dead. That He is also well able to resurrect you from the dead. And He's able to perform that which He has promised unto you. Now, where will we have the boast in that? Because is that anything of what you can do? No. None of that. None of that is what you're able to do. Yeah, you can build houses. You can do all kinds of things with your hands. But are you able to raise the dead? Are you able to cast out devils? Are you able to heal the sick? In your strength, in your might? No. He is, though. And he is well able. He is well able to perform those things. So when we look at these things, man, we have nowhere to boast. We have nowhere which to glory. Except that which Jesus Christ has done and what he's able to do. Now, the thing with Abraham is that he believed God. He didn't stagger at that promise. Do we believe God? Do we stagger at that promise? Well, let's look at it. Does your life resemble the grace of God in your life? I mean, that's what it comes down to. No, I'm not looking at you and how perfect you are or how able you are to walk or how good you look or how well-tempered you are. No, I'm looking, is the grace of God upon you? Because, see, that's the thing that matters. Are you operating in His grace? Are you just trying to work off that debt? Are you trying to pay Him back as if He owes you something? Look, man, He doesn't owe us anything. It's a gift. And we say, thank you, Lord. Because Christ died for me, and I did not deserve it. I did not deserve it. Not one bit. And we can get entangled up in this thing so much. We can get so wrapped up in ourselves. We can stagger at that promise of the Lord. I can look. I'm in the same boat. I stagger at those things, man. I stagger at the promise of God. It's a truth. You know why? Because then my eyes become off the Lord. It becomes on me. I get shaken. Then I turn around and I repent and look to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for my what? Unbelief. And I look back upon that cross. Look back upon what He has done. Look back of what that He has already performed and what He's able to do. And then yet I can rest in that grace. I can be strong yet in that grace of God. Yet again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And it even comes down to, look, if you preach His word and the Lord works mighty miracles among you and does all kinds of things and uses you. Well, remember, He used a donkey. He used an ass. And remember, He what? Backs up His word. And that does not justify you still yet. It doesn't. The only justification that we have, the only justification that we have, was what He did. Because Jesus Christ was that perfect sacrifice. And He blotted out the handwritings of ordinance that was against me. And He washed away my sin. That's it. That's it. And when we yet can just trust in the grace of the Lord and stagger not at what He has accomplished and what He has completed. And that grace is sufficient for me. That's the place we need to get to. And I have to tell you, man, the thing that He instills in us is His faith. Is that mustard seed-like faith. See, that's Jesus' faith. Ours wavers. Ours is up and down, so where once again, what do we have to boast in? Nothing. Well, we read, and I forget which scripture it is, that He even gives us the will to do of His good pleasure. He even gives us that. Where what do we have to boast in? Nothing. Nothing. So look, if you're looking upon anything to justify you other than Jesus Christ and what he's done, you're looking in the wrong place. Now, it was a sign unto Abraham that he believed God when he offered up Isaac, because he was obedient to God and he believed, he knew that Jesus, that God would have to raise Isaac from the dead. He knew that because of his promise. He knew it. He didn't doubt it. That's why he did it. That's why he did it. But it wasn't the actual action. It was that he just believed God. And we get all kinds of litmus tests as we go by certain things and certain situations. Do we believe and trust him in these things? Do you believe and trust him? I know the Lord has been extremely faithful, gracious and merciful to each and every single one of us. To each and every single one of us. And don't forget, I mean, look, the first generation didn't get the promised land. And the reason why they didn't get into the promised land, which was the promise of God unto them, was because of what? Unbelief. Because of unbelief. And I know that the Lord is well able to perform that which he has promised. I know it. He's shown it to me. He's revealed it unto me. And I know that, man, in me is no good thing. I am nothing. I can do nothing without him, and I am nothing. And in me is no good thing save Jesus Christ and him crucified and what he has done in me. That's it. That's it. I can't count on any other thing. I can't. Nothing else is going to save me. There's nothing in this world that I can do that will save me. There's nothing in this world that you can do that will save you. It's all about what he did. It's all about what he did. And time again, what happens is we show ourselves not faithful, but he is. Time and time again, we go walk in unbelief. We stumble, we fall, we stagger at these promises, yet he shows up. Yet he reveals himself. Yet, you know, all these things that happen. And once again, all it is for us to realize that, man, he is Lord, he is King, and he is well able. And there's a time that passes where, you know, just like the children of Israel, man, they didn't believe God when they were in Egypt. They didn't believe God when they came across the Red Sea. No, remember, they were like, man, Pharaoh's coming down to kill us, to take us. Man, no, the Lord was proving himself unto them. He was making himself trustworthy. He showed them his power unto them so that they could yet believe. But did they? No. No, and what was said to Moses? He goes, to Israel, I showed them my power, but will you learn my way? Are we going to learn his ways? Are we going to stop staggering at the promise of God and what he's able to perform? Are we going to stop looking about at ourselves and looking about what we do or how bad we have fallen? And start looking unto him and what he has done and what he's able to do. We need to get ourselves out of the way because it's about Jesus Christ. And that's something you can rest in. That's something you can move forward in. That can be a great offense unto you and unto many. Why? Because it's not about you. It's not about what you have done. It's not about how much work you've accomplished. What I mean by that is just hitting the grind, I guess, at Gerald's. No, it's all about Jesus and what He's able to do. You know, I look at work and I just see it an example at work. What happens is the most awesome and magnificent days is where you could see the Spirit of the Lord show up and move mighty in a messed up situation. Mighty in a messed up situation. It's not about how well the guys performed. Give me a break. That's like a constant, like, error. One guy's doing great one day, he's doing terrible the next. I mean, it's hilarious to watch. No, it's all about Him. It's always been about Him. Let's not make it about anything else. Let's take ourselves out of the equation for a change, folks. Let's remove ourselves. Put Him first. Seek Him first. Amen.
As for my people, Israel, I show them my power. As for my people Israel, I show them my power. But as for my servant Moses, I show them my ways. But as for my servant Moses, I showed Him my ways. Will you learn my ways? 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 As for my people Israel, I show them my power. As for my people Israel, I show them my power. But as for my servant Moses, I show them my way.
Awesome guys.
When He rolled the
the Ritz. Our God is an awesome God. There is thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fists. Our God is an awesome God. The Lord was joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close. You better be believing that our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. When the sky was starless in the void of the night, our God is an awesome God. Spoke into the darkness and created the light. Our God is an awesome God. With judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. The mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.